99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Turn it up on demand.
Sorry, every morning right about this time, we give you a setting the bar story. These are stories that set the bar for your day very low as opposed to very high, as it's an example of something that you should easily be able to achieve if you just go about your day normally. To Florida we go for this one. A little setting the bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without rigging the homecoming voting at your school, when your mom's a vice principal in the district, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow.
Hashtag voter fraud.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So here's the thing. Yeah, Laura, she's mom. She's also an assistant principal there at an elementary school. She has a daughter named Emily.
May not be anymore.
Yeah, well, she has a daughter named Emily, who apparently is on the homecoming court, and they were really, really, really wanting to get her that big old W for homecoming.
They're accused of accessing student focus accounts after hundreds of votes for Tate High School's homecoming court were flagged as fraudulent.
Uh-oh.
Investigators say 117 votes came from the same IP address.
Yeah, and in fact, more than 240 votes had been cast from accounts that were accessed and completely pointed back to both mom, Laura, and daughter. So,
you know what could have fixed this? Back in my day, they did the good old-fashioned paper ballot. There you go. Voted person.
Kelly pulled out the
ballots.
Back in my day.
Stuff in the box.
Listen, Kelly.
Didn't have issues like this.
I don't know anything about the homecoming court. I was never a part of the homecoming court.
I was the only non-cheerleader on the court.
Wow. All right.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It is apparently a big deal for Laura and Emily to be a part of the, not only a part of the court, but be the homecoming queen. So much so.
Yes, she needs the crown.
Yep, that she needed the crown, that they were going to go ahead and do a good old fashioned voter fraud. So, yeah, that's
it's the perfect crime, isn't it?
Sure.
I mean, extra votes on the computer.
Laura has been suspended from her job. Her daughter has been expelled from her high school. And now, there's bigger problems on the way for them. So, yeah, again, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without rigging the old homecoming voting system at your high school, especially when your mom works in the district as a vice principal, you're doing okay.
Not a good look.
Nope.
For sure.
That's setting the bar.
Hashtag paper ballots.
There it is on 99.7 DJX.